Hey, listeners, Emily here. So my friend Martin and I recently heard about this call for submissions on the topic of firsts from the audio.org AudioFlux. The piece had to be exactly 3 minutes long, it had to reference an object related to a first, and it had to include the sound of time passing, either forwards or backwards without clocks. We also had to include a handwritten document, and you'll see that in the episode graphic. With that being said, I hope you enjoy the piece.
I think it was the summer before high school. My family went to Lake Anza, this lake in the Bay Area. And I remember swimming laps, and it felt so good. I think that was the first time that I really enjoyed swimming. I just remember swimming back and forth, and I was like, I love swimming. Swimming feels so good. I just want to keep swimming. So I have this bracelet that's been hanging on my fridge for the last couple of years. It's red and kind of cream-colored thread. This is the bracelet that I was wearing when I went on my first long bike ride, which was 52 miles. It was a 26-mile ride to the beach, and at the beach we had lunch. And the beach was underneath this extremely steep hill that we had ridden down. And by the way, I'm wearing yoga pants, I'm wearing running shoes. I have my metal water bottle strapped to the metal rack on my steel bike. So it's very much not a light bike situation. And I'm going up this hill and it was so steep. And I just in my mind, it was just saying like, I can't do this. And it was really interesting because I had that thought, but then I kept biking and it was really hard. And I actually was able to do it. And so I put this bracelet on my fridge to remind myself of that.
Here we go, first person in 5, in 3, 2, ready, go!
2 years ago, I signed up for this 10-week training program to train for the Santa Cruz Olympic Distance Triathlon.
128, 129, 130.
And we had a track practice for running, and we were told to do this workout where each time we went around, we were supposed to get like 10 or 12 seconds faster than the previous time. And the thought that came up in my mind was like immediately like, I can't do that. That's not possible. Like just running around 3 times is hard for me. And I was even going to tell my coach, but I decided, I was like, Emily, you don't need to tell the coach that. So I guess I decided to just try. And it was so crazy because I actually was able to do it.
125, 123, 122. Nice job, Emily.
And that was the first time that I felt like a runner. You know, one reflection I've had is, as a kid, I never identified as an athlete, but I can put myself in situations where I become one. It's not like you're either an athlete or you're not. You're an athlete because you do it.
Nice job, finish it off.
Nice job.
Nice job, Emily.